Between client meetings, managing your business, and everyday tasks, who has time to worry about website hosting? With Kinsta's Managed WordPress hosting, you don't have to. They handle the technical stuff, delivering lightning-fast load times, enterprise-grade security, and 24/7, 365 human-only support. Simply switching to Kinsta can make your site up to 200% faster. Kinsta's custom dashboard makes managing sites easy, with powerful features designed to save you time and effort. Plus, their free expert-led migrations ensure a smooth transition. Ready to see why Kinsta is trusted by thousands of businesses? Get your first month free at kinsta.com. That's KINSTA.com. Kinsta, simply better hosting.
Are you feeling overwhelmed by hormonal changes? If you're a woman, you're not alone. With over 1,000 hormone disruptors in our environment, it's no wonder things can feel out of balance. On top of that, natural changes like PMS, menopause, and other life stages can leave you feeling tired, irritable, and trapped in a constant battle with your body. But here's the good news. You don't have to suffer through it. Hormone Harmony by Happy Mammoth is here to help. This herbal formula fine-tunes your hormones, balancing estrogen, testosterone, and even stress hormones like cortisol, which can contribute to weight gain, racing thoughts, poor sleep, and more. With over 40,000 five-star reviews and a bottle selling every 24 seconds, the results speak for themselves. Ready to feel like yourself again? For a limited time, get 15% off your first order at happymammoth.com using code NEXTCHAPTER at checkout. Visit happymammoth.com today and get your old self back naturally.
Hey, y'all. Welcome to 90 Day Fiancé Ain't No Way, where we discuss all things 90 Day from a melanated perspective. We're your hosts, Jamie
and Camilla.
Now let's get into it.
Welcome back to the Ain't No Way podcast. Welcome back. Ooh, ooh, welcome back. Ooh, ooh, How are you?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Rested.
Period. Love
that. Pretty good. I think this is probably like the most like relaxed and like peaceful sleep probably had in a couple years. Wow.
And that's so sad.
No, it is.
Why do we have to break our back and break our brain down to get an education?
But we're here, we're graduated, and we're ready to talk about 90 Day Fiancé. So producers, I don't know what we need to do. I don't know if it's making the episodes an hour again. I don't know if it's less people, maybe. Maybe we don't do a super cast anymore.
Yeah, we could nix half of this crew.
Yeah, because it's a little snoozy. It's a little snoozy on it. This one was boring, babe. I'm sorry.
Yeah, and I feel like for the true 9 day watches, like, we didn't already seen this stuff play out on social media, so it makes it harder to watch too.
Liz is already moved on.
We know. I'm not stressed about Michael getting his visa when I know he in Ohio
in Atlanta,
living his best life.
Okay, running amok in the city.
Hey,
hello. On TikTok, twerking, not twerking. You know what I'm saying. He's having fun. He's looking liberated. Free. Very much freedom.
Ancestral.
To freedom.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. So, yeah, it's a little boring. I don't know.
Yeah.
We could have maybe shook up the drama or something, but like.
Also, I feel like they kind
of. Jasmine is surprising.
Yeah, I feel like they put. They don't spread out the drama well. Like, don't put it all in week one's episode. Like, put half in week one, half in week two. So it's like a steady little drama every episode. But also, I guess they do think they're doing that. Just some of the stuff we don't care about.
We don't care about. We don't care. I'm so sorry.
Yeah.
Lauren, I'm so happy the surgery went well for you, but of course it was going to go well. They wouldn't have showed it if it wasn't going to go well. Like,
yeah, and again, we're watching your recovery on social media. You're at least 8 months post-op at this point.
bored. I'm sorry. Like, all right. I think we could actually start with them, with Lauren and Alexi, because this wasn't like high drama. I'll be honest, I'm not familiar with all of the like the background lore with her and her mom. I did see that one clip of her her and her mom going back and forth, and her mom was cursing her out really bad. But I feel like the way they're obviously filming this, like, you kind of got to know some of the backstory, and they have some issues clearly.
Mm-hmm.
I did agree with Lauren. You was doing a little bit. You wasn't under the knife, so you're doing a little much by telling me to shut up. Like, ow, I'm a little sore right now. So can I complain?
Her
about
mom
that?
Literally said, "No, you chose this. Shut up.
Shut up and eat your food." And lay back down immediately. Okay, I don't want to hear it. Damn.
Honestly, it's giving. I don't know. Is it giving a little jealousy from the mama or something? Like you said, I don't really have the full background on their relationship either. But she be coming in hot.
I think the jealousy has everything to do with Alex, because that boy is fine. And I think, like, how you look like me. And you pull that, and I pull your dad. Because your dad don't look like that. I'm not saying her dad's an ugly man. I don't think he's an ugly man.
So weak.
But I think that Alex is like, that's just fine, man.
Yeah, I can see that. And the mom, her mom literally said, "You already have 3 kids. Why would you do this?" You
literally
have a mom
just
and makeover after. Yeah, because you ain't a mama.
It's actually
get the mama.
This is literally the perfect time because I'm not gonna have any more kids. Exactly. So this is my prime.
Yeah,
this makes a lot of sense.
It's giving jealousy for sure.
So she's still in recovery. It's now Rosh Hashanah.
Mm-hmm.
So obviously, very important holiday. Essentially, kind of like Jewish New Year in a way. So you have to celebrate, be with the family, a lot of traditions and ceremonies. It's important to be together. So Lauren's like, I gotta pull it together so that way we can have a Rosh Hashanah together. They're young, but we're trying to instill the traditions now, so it's not like a foreign concept when they get older. Cool. So oh my gosh, I would hate to be on pain meds and on TV. I would hate that. I would really hate that. I would hate that so much. But she's seeing the kids, and Alex is telling them to like be careful with her, like be very gentle. If you do something to my wife, you're on timeout. Like, that's just, leave mommy alone. Okay, please just be careful with her physically, because she has a lot of boo-boos everywhere. So she sees the kids. She's so happy. Those kids are they literally have the same face, and like
they all
slightly,
do. Yeah,
in slightly different variations. Like, one has blonde hair, brown eyes, dark hair, blue eyes, and then black hair and like green eyes. But it's literally all the same face, and that is just so cute. I love biology and like how genetics works. But yeah, so it's very cute. Lauren, of course, is crying because she like wants to hold them and like squeeze them. But again, she got 3 that are 3, 2, and 1. So they will jump her. So she needs to be very careful about being around them. So she can't really hold them like that. They like give her toys and stuff. Yeah, it's cute. The family comes over, meaning her mom and Alex's dad, her parents and Alex's dad. They all come over, do some of the traditions. And of course, it's time to eat. And Lauren's just kind of like going over like how she feels physically, like, yeah, like this has been like very draining, and just kind of going over the whole situation. Like we were saying earlier, her mom just kind of like bucks in and was just like, okay, but like you can't complain though. And or like Lauren says something like, you know, like I'm not gonna complain too much. And then her mom's like, so stop. And it's like, oh, so you hate me? What the hell? Like,
literally.
Yikes. Tough crowd. And then, like you said earlier, she said, why would you even do this if you have 3 kids? Sweetie, you just answered your own question. I have 3 kids.
Right. And Ida can't be fine for my man? Hello?
I
and myself.
The surgeon said, like, okay, I do see what she may have been seeing. Okay. There was some, like, literally, like, separation in her muscles, because that's what happens when people have babies. It is what it is. It's genetics.
And
again,
she had
like, we can't.
3 C-sections too.
Come on now. She's a soldier. Give her what she wants. Like, I don't understand. I don't understand. I don't. Is Lauren an only child? I'm wondering. Maybe she's like the only girl or something, or like the youngest girl.
I don't know. Actually,
maybe
I
the
feel like she
girl.
Has siblings, but I don't know.
I don't, okay.
I think
I
she
know.
Does.
I just, something about that. That the way her mom was acting, I was like, well, there's some hateration in your dancery, mom. Like,
a
what's
lot,
going on here?
and that is on Mary, because yeah, I've never seen nothing like it. Like, you are
so weird,
so weird. Like, get from around me with that. Like, you
right,
don't
like,
need to
ew,
be in my
cooties.
space. Yeah,
Gross.
I'm already stressed enough. Can't interact with my kids, hurting, and you just added fuel to the fire.
Right.
Ridiculous.
I got my husband running around trying to be super dad. He's killing it. He also doesn't know how to work the washing machine. So I'm a little stressed out at how things are going to be when I come back. Like, I'm stressed. I'm stressed. And I'm sore in ways you literally cannot imagine, because something is grabbing my muscles from the inside. Like, girl, leave me alone. Leave me alone. That sounds awful.
Yeah, ridiculous.
Yeah, so she just walks away. She decides to lay down because she's like, you know what? I'm not going to do curse nobody out in my condition.
Yeah.
So she lays down, and she was just like venting to her, to Alex. And yeah, I think the mom is jealous because he's fine. I really do. I really do. Like, I don't know.
Yeah, the mom want her hot young tenderoni too.
Yeah, well, you should have took your ass to Israel like your daughter did.
Absolutely.
Because
okay?
apparently
that
that's
trip.
Where they were. Yes. Oh, and speaking of, I'm kind of shocked that they're bringing this into the show. I'm not
would
gonna lie.
Love to see how it's, what's gonna happen, and how they're gonna
right.
talk about this.
I guess
I think they're
gonna
take
talk
his
about.
family angle. Like, he's worried about his mom, his sister.
Yeah, I think so. I guess it's not that shocking, because when Yara, the situation with the Ukraine was more popular in the news, they had Yara talking about it on the show too, so okay, I guess.
Yeah,
but
that's true.
In another scene, because we know Alex's dad is here, his mom is back in Israel, and this must be at the time, like, back in October, like when things really just started to kick off and bubble. And they were just saying, like, yeah, we don't really know what's going on right now. Like, it's kind of hard to get in contact with her. But, you know, I'm kind of, Alex was saying that he was concerned. I'm pretty sure he was in the army back in the day over there. Did I make that up?
I don't know.
Why do I see him in a,
I don't think so, Frank. I think you're thinking of Andres. Even though that's a completely different country. But he was a police, so I don't know, actually.
I'm envisioning him in the vest. I don't know why, but maybe I'm just making
okay,
it up.
Okay, I'll close my eyes and see the vest, too.
So,
we can make that
whatever.
Happen.
He said he wants to go and support, and Lauren is like, what the hell does that mean?
Right.
What does that mean?
I agree. What does that mean? For you to get stuck over there, too?
Right.
Mm-mm.
Yeah, I think not. I think not.
Absolutely not.
Man. So yeah, that was pretty much them. It was fine to see them. Not mad to see them, but a little boring. Okay, sorry.
Absolutely.
Where shall we head to next?
Should we go Ed and Liz?
Okay.
There wasn't much here. As we know, last week we covered a lot. But within the last week,
right,
we saw Ed and Liz talk. They officially, quote unquote, broke up. Liz is taking
Riley.
Riley? Yeah, Riley back to her dad, so they're going to San Diego. Now, this episode, of course, last episode too, Ed said his goodbyes, blah, blah, blah. They're in San Diego, and now it's time for Riley to do summer camp abroad, some study abroad program for children. I didn't know that something like that exists, but makes sense.
Right,
Ship your
next
child off
level.
for the summer.
Crying.
Because
Crying.
she'll be with Liz Harley in no way. But Liz is just asking her, like, oh, are you gonna miss me? Are you gonna miss Ed? Blah, blah. Liz is also talking about how she's trying to figure out what she's gonna do because she don't have no house, no job, no car. Her real estate license is in Arkansas, and she don't really want to go back there right now, but she knows she's gonna have to eventually go back and get her stuff. And she calls her mom and she's crying and just saying, like, if I knew this was gonna happen, like, I never would have gotten Riley involved. Like, I don't want to look for nobody else. Like, I never thought this could happen to us. Like, we fighting all the time, but we typically come back together somehow. Again, so tired of seeing her cry over Ed.
I just gotta remember who we're
And all
talking
shade and all
about.
tea to
Yeah.
Ed.
Yeah, no, I'm definitely judging everybody's decision making. I'm so sorry. Like, what? We're talking
Yeah,
about Ed.
Ed.
Broke up with you a million trillion times, Ed. Right. Okay.
Yeah, you can't make sense out of something that don't make sense. So,
He don't even got a good relationship with his own kids. How is he gonna have a relationship with you?
right.
And it's not even like some of his kids. No, they don't talk to him.
They
So.
don't. His mama stopped talking to him for a while too, because of you.
Yeah, he sucks. I'm sorry.
Yeah,
And
and
then.
so many people don't like, girl, you don't even like him. I feel like their relationship is the perfect example of heavy on the quotes, love ain't enough. And
Yeah.
I don't even know if love in the room.
It's definitely
Love
not in
might
the
be
house.
cross town,
Right. It's definitely
if
not in this house, okay? Love don't live
that.
here, okay? It lives
Yes.
somewhere, but not at this address, all right?
Yeah, it's wild. And then for Ed's portion of their segment, I think it was just one scene we saw of him. He was showing up at a house that he was supposed to show. Of
Yeah.
course, he also is a realtor in Arkansas, and him and Liz were supposed to have their business together, but now I guess he's working for some realty company. And yeah, that was really it. He was practicing how he gonna show the house, why there's no refrigerator because that's a personal item, and you put whatever she was
Fine.
saying. Yeah,
Right, whatever the rule is. Okay, girl.
yeah, he's supposed to show the house, and it was really brief, just seeing how he was supposed to do this with Liz, but now
He was
he's
living his
not.
best life. Okay, he was like, all right, and on to my
This
next
really
job.
breakup is not fazing him at all.
No, I really think he knows he made the right decision. He's like, man, I feel great. I'm not stressed at all.
And she should have
He's chilling.
embarrassed him in front of his family a long time ago if that's the case.
Yeah. I agree. If that's what it took, if that's all it took, we could have ended this. We could have ended this. Man, what? Oh
You
well.
wasted your time. But yep, that's them. Boring.
Yeah, another one. I guess we could talk about Patrick and Thais because it wasn't really that much. It just irritated me really badly. It irritated me so
I'm
bad.
so sick of Patrick and his don't
He needs
ask
to
for permission, ask
stand.
for forgiveness
He needs to
motto.
stand up, because I think he's trying to put it off as like, oh, I'm being macho. I'm not asking for permission. You're scared. You are scared of everybody in your life, and instead of asking, you just
He'll try to slide on
you just go
in.
around, and then you just do what you want to do. Justice for Thais. I really feel like she is hostage. What is she supposed to say? What is she supposed to say?
She literally has no choice.
Oh my god, most annoying birthday ever. Like, oh, that, I think that's probably why I find it so annoying. If it was like a regular Tuesday, that's just regular annoying.
Yeah.
But on my birthday, you played too much. You really did. You really, really did. So John's in town. Mm. We already saw Patrick limp off last time to go meet him at the bar. We already know John ain't got nowhere to stay because he don't like to spend no money. So he got to stay at the apartment with them. This apartment is not this big.
It was Patrick said, lying to Thais saying he something got messed up with the reservation. Yeah, it was never reserved.
just say that. Just say that. Say what you're saying. Just say that. Like, I, oh my god. I was kidding.
Literally, why so lie? Like,
are you okay? Are you okay? Okay, so him and John get down to the bar. The bar is literally like 2 blocks away. You couldn't even like get her a little drinky drink. Oh my god. Just so inconsiderate. I really can't. I really can't.
I feel like he should, him and John, he should have met, John should have met him at the apartment so Patrick could have kept the baby so Thais could have went out with her hometown friends for her birthday.
She ain't seen nobody she knew.
She been locked up in the apartment.
Years.
Yeah.
She's a new mom. His limping ass, very inconsiderate. I don't appreciate it. I'm very tired of his Cabbage Patch face. Like, he really irked me so bad yesterday. I was so mad. I was like, wow. Wow, Patrick, you are really losing me right now. Wow.
Oh, gosh.
That's crazy. So, yes. Okay, they're at the bar. Cool. And obviously, I guess this makes sense. So, Patrick and John have the same mother, different dads. Obviously, John is the older brother, so he knows who Patrick's dad is. Mm-hmm. Apparently, nobody likes this man. Nobody likes this man, which lets me know even more, like, Patrick, instead of trying to paint, you need to be in therapy about these issues, because why do you want to get up with this man that don't nobody like?
Yeah.
Nobody that's close to you rock with him. Why is that?
Everybody can see that he's using you but you.
I don't. Mm-mm. John was like, well, damn, not me and Thais agreeing, because you are getting used, player.
Patrick was so hurt. He
was like,
yeah. He literally said, I stayed with my dad. You don't even know your daddy like that.
That did not eat. That did not eat. It did not eat.
Because now you have a relationship with your dad. He's still using you.
Right. He's using you like a stranger would. So it's a little worse. Unfortunately, like, you did not eat. And what you trying to say about your mother? I don't like it. I don't like anything going on right now. I don't like it. So John didn't know that Thais didn't know that he was going to stay with them. That's whack. John did talk. Patrick did talk to John about the meeting with Carlos, Thais's dad, and why he didn't want to say anything, and how it was a respect thing, and how he didn't want to kiss the ring, basically. Mm-hmm. Which, how is he kissing a ring if he's never gonna like you? Like, I don't know.
You could literally do anything. He's still not gonna mess with you.
You could move right next door and it doesn't matter. It's the principal at this point.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. It was just all not good. And then they brought up dad again. And then John was like, isn't your dad, like, aren't you his main source of income? Like, he ain't got no job. Right. It's just you. So, yeah. His dad is clearly some type of mooch. And then they talk about the going to the ranch thing to help literally work the land. Like, it's not.
You need to hire some people, sir.
Right. It's not giving vacation at all. Honestly,
and Patrick's crippled. What can he do?
Okay, he got a full brace on his leg. He's not, or you want Thais to strap the baby to her back and then paint?
Absolutely.
Because what? Yeah. So yeah, they go back to the apartment. John's are like, oh my gosh, wow, so happy to see you. I miss you so much, Thais. Oh my gosh, you're so great. And then Patrick does a thing where he was like, oh, There's something wrong with his hotel. Is it cool if he stays here tonight? If he's in front of my face, what else can I say?
I think other she than should yes? test him and start saying no and see what he does.
I agree. No. I'm not going to be the only bad guy here. Haha. No. What's up? Now what? Okay. Yeah, because no. He's tripping.
I think what's going to save Thais and John's relationship this trip is their mutual dislike of Patrick's dad.
Like, absolutely.
They are going to be besties. Absolutely. By the end of this trip if they really lean on that.
Yes, and even John brought it up. He was like, oh, she don't want me here. You know, we could just gang up on you, low-key. Absolutely. You and your raggedy-ass daddy. Okay? I think I'm going to be just fine. I think you're going to have the problem, Patrick. Cheers. Okay? Yeah, and that was just it.
I'm so glad they didn't wake up that baby because
oh my god,
Thais would have literally put both.
I think she might have bit him. I think she would have bit him, and she would have been justified. She would have been absolutely justified. You had it coming. Why would you do that?
Crazy.
Oh man.
We had no Nicole Mahmood.
Thank
no
God.
No Robin Sophie.
Oh, thank God.
Do you want to go Emily and Kobe?
Okay.
not
Emily much... is just as down bad as I thought she was.
Absolutely. not much different, honestly, from last week. We're still within the knock door ceremony for the first like 90% of their part in this episode. Her dad and mom are still kind of hung up on the property word, which we don't have to discuss again, but ironic. And finally, Kobe has to jump in, and he's just basically saying, like, by property, we mean we're responsible for her.
Mm-hmm. Nice, Kobe. Nice.
Yes. he nailed that. And I honestly don't understand how her parents like can't understand that.
Yeah.
Like
I think they were being dumb.
I think so. And I think it's like a xenophobia type thing because technically marriage mean the same everywhere else. I know y'all got married in the 19 something.
Right.
And why was that? And what did that mean?
Did you have a bank account, ma'am, when you got married? I know you didn't. Because you old. No shade. I'm
couldn't
sorry.
Buy no
I
house?
Know, I know you couldn't. I know you couldn't. Own nothing. Like, please. It's the same.
I know the word property sounds bad, but that's what you was too.
We need to strap on our thinking caps just real tightly. Just and don't let that hoe go. Please.
Yeah, but thankfully Kobe changed that part in that he eased their mind a little bit, so they were okay to go forward with that. Kobe's dad, not Kobe's dad, Lord. Emily's dad then had to hand over the knock door list or the dowry list. And the mom was kind of saying she still feels bad about the money piece. They didn't tell us how. We don't know how much. Oh, they did tell us actually.
A thousand.
What's the currency?
He said 1,000 franc and it went up equated to like $2.
Yeah. I feel like they could have asked for more. But I know
put a little razzle dazzle on that hoe.
Yeah, I feel like I don't really know. Well, different cultures are different, but I think the going rate for bride price here in the US for cultural people like that is $1,000. So
okay.
They could have asked for more.
Okay.
But I know they're basically going to give it back to Kobe's family anyway. So I guess they weren't trying to really strain their pockets. But
yeah, the dad was like, I don't really know how much money they got.
I think the value for Emily was good.
Mm-hmm.
So after they took the list, they... I guess they gotta wait until Koba's family can review it to see if they want to counter anything. And next was the food part. So Emily cooked some traditional dishes, and with the help of his sister.
Okay, let's make that very, very clear. Okay, this is not an Emily-only production.
Yeah, because she wouldn't even know what to go pick up at the market. Koba helped with that.
I did not know that was edible.
Okay, girl, that's honestly horrible. And they honestly really enjoyed the food, so they say. Koba said that's the best whatever dish, I'm gonna just call it soup, that's the best soup that he has ever had. And his mama or stepmama said she cooked better than a lot of the women.
I would say that too. I would say that too if I saw that house since they got up in Kansas. Yep. Girl, you are Gordon Ramsay of Cameroon, babe. Okay, you are a chef.
I am dead.
Make it again, girl. Make it again.
Oh, God. Yeah, I guess they trying to get on her good side as much as she's trying to get on theirs.
I think so. Yeah.
Yeah, but they were very pleased with how the whole thing went. I think her family enjoyed it, so to speak. Like, it was new. I feel like, I'm going to say this very loosely, I feel like we need more things like that to kind of foster our understanding across cultures. Mm. Not that we need an invasion, because we seen what that did 500 years ago. Mm-hmm. But, yeah. So I think it was good for them. Hopefully they appreciate his culture a little more when they go back home.
Yeah.
And then
don't just do it now.
Yeah, keep it up. Emily, you can cook a Cameroonian dish at least once a month.
Yeah.
Yeah. Got the sister, put it on FaceTime. Then Kobe and Emily kind of debriefed in the kitchen. And the knock door part of the conversation was kind of short. And Emily said, I just kind of want to circle back to something your friend told me. Call her up. That ex of yours? Call her up.
I just need
to talk to her for a second. Just want to clear some things up. So Emily pretty much forced Kobe to schedule a meetup with his ex because she wants to confirm when they broke up. And if it was before or after he impregnated her. Which, at this point, it's been years, at least two. Probably about three. And at this point, you have three kids with him, but during the filming, you had two. So, like, and obviously he lied. So, like, what more is there for you to know?
What?
I think she really wants to know if when he left from China and went back to Cameroon, if they hooked up.
Now, that's more of a question.
Yeah.
That's more of a question. This whole, I want to know when your relationship ended. If I was that girl, I would say, Kobe, put her on the phone. Put her on the phone. I'm about to curse you out so crazy, you don't want to meet me. And you should be thankful that you have him now. Because what are we talking about that for?
Like, yeah, it doesn't make any sense. And she was adamant that Kobe included in his message, with my wife. Like, I want to meet up with my wife.
Don't piss me off. Like, I got TV. I got internet. I know you're married. Stupid.
And I know the town is talking about the production crew. That's okay. In town.
There's a bunch of white people running around. We know you're here.
That might have been on the news, girl. So, you know, she already knows.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, I hate that for her. I feel like she really finna try to go stunt on this woman. And I'm looking for the prize. Searching high and low.
I'd like to see it. I'd like to find it.
But I can't wait to see. Oh, in the preview, I think Emma's going to be so jealous because I know this woman is going to be so beautiful.
She's going to be gorgeous.
Chocolatey and beautiful.
Automatically.
And she is going to be gagged. Because in the preview, she's like, is that her? Like, which one of them is her? Tell me so I know. Girl, calm down.
You're scaring me.
You can't hear a lick at nothing walking over here. So you just accept your man and that he love you for who you are. So don't even stress yourself out trying to outdo these women over here. I hate this for her. I'm interested to see how it's gonna go, but I really, she down bad.
Stand because up. Grand scheme of things, you got what you wanted already.
Yeah.
He is literally in your people basement. He's no more yours than, I don't even know, than anything that's legal now. Like, he's with you. It's okay.
I am dead.
You won.
You did.
Relax. It's okay.
Crazy.
What do you have left?
Gino, Jasmine, Angela, Michael, Ashley, Manuel.
Oh my god. All very annoying people. Wow. Okay. Let's get Ashley and Manuel out the way. Because I feel like, are we in New York? Where are we? I free me. Free me from that relationship in particular. Cause what are we talking about? It's literally been the same conversation
before they got on this show. Yes.
I'm bored. Shake it up. Meet the kids.
Sleep.
Okay. Snooze fest. Where? Ring the alarm, America. What's going on here? Okay. So we see Ashley going to the med spa. She's getting, like, she said it was a witch's brew. Her cousin said, I'm a scientist and you are getting supplements. I don't really know what you're referring to, but I'm going to give you medicine and I know what these things, these chemicals do for the human body. So let's go do that. But it was like a B12 shot, magnesium, like a whole bunch of things, because she said, I'm tired, I'm anxious, I look old, I'm stressed, I'm depressed, I got a lot going on.
That's that man, child.
Okay.
That ain't no vitamin deficiency.
It's vitamin M, okay? You got the M virus, the man will virus. Taking over deadly. Your house.
Okay. Septic.
Oh my god. So she's trying to vent to her cousin, like, yeah, he came in a room, like, okay, he came in a room one day and said, I need more money to send home to my family. Thank you. And then walk out. And
I would have pretended like I ain't even hear nothing he said.
Oh,
literally.
I ordered something? Did I hear Uber Eats outside? What? I'm not answering that. Like, what are you talking about? Okay, so yeah, she's absurd. She's annoyed. She's frustrated because she's like, wow, this is the same old, whole lot of secrets, not a lot of communication. I just don't trust him. I don't really believe in nothing that he got going on. I'm not feeling it, okay? I don't trust the money. Been feeling funny for a minute now. Did she say she gave him $20,000?
No, friend.
Oh, good.
I think thousands. It was $8,000.
$8,000.
Yeah, I think she said she put $1,000 in his bank account when he asked for more money.
Okay.
But like over time they've sent thousands.
Thousands. Okay. Yeah. I was about to say, ain't no way you making $20,000 doing your rich.
I might have to stir me up a potion. Okay.
Okay, like, wait a minute. We might need to do a class. Hold on now. Okay. Okay, good. I'm glad I misheard that. But yeah, she's been giving him money, so she's like, I'm very confused as to why the rate would need to go up at all. Like, I don't really like the sound of that. I'm so sorry. Yeah, so then the cousin was like, you know what you should do? You should get a post-nup, okay? It's literally a prenup, but after you get married. It's the same thing. It's the same thing. Protect your assets, protect your money, his money, what you make together is what you make together. Cool. And Ashley's like, yeah, that's going to go over terribly. He's not going to like that at all. But let's try. Let's see. So I think it's the next time we see them. They're at somebody's lawyer's office, right? Mm-hmm. And that's when
she about gave me a heart attack.
He said, girl, you're what? Oh, no, but before that, she did meet up with him for like lunch or dinner or something. And he was just like, oh, not the biggest fan of this.
Yeah, I'm surprised he didn't fight it more.
Yeah.
He know he can't win, so he might as well just agree.
Yeah, you're right. He was a little sick. Oh my gosh, I just don't even remember. Okay. So we get to the lawyer's office. Okay, fine. Like, let's hear about this post-nup thing. Basically, the lawyer's trying to break it down. Like, it really is something that can protect the both of you. So, for an example, if... I think she wouldn't have... Because of the post-nup, it should things... If they didn't have it, right? She would have access to his savings.
Mm-hmm.
And he would be required to pay her debt if they were to get divorced and do this, right?
Yeah, I think it's just a 50-50 split of assets and debts.
Yes. So, Manuel was like, debt? I know that word. That's the same word in English and Spanish. Okay. Speaking of debt, Ashley, how much debt you got? $100,000.
Cien mil dolores?
Gagged. Goof.
Sick.
Screaming, crying. He said, get me out of here.
He would probably...
Get me out of here.
That's without the post-nup, right? He probably signed a hole in the paper. He signed it so fast.
Get this lady away from me.
Literally, whatever I gotta do.
Where's the garlic? Where's the silver? I'm scared. Like, you're...
Mm-mm. And, like, I wonder what it's from. Because, like, baby, you didn't go to medical school. You didn't go to law school.
You know what I think it is? She probably took out... I feel like...
All them trips to...
I feel like some of these people, they love a wellness retreat. They love a wellness retreat. Okay? Mm-hmm. A lot of these things be international. Mm-hmm. We ain't always doing stuff
in the jungles of Colombia.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. In the Isles of Peru or some.
Yes.
You know, and I think she probably bit off more than she could chew.
Yeah, with that amount of debt, she can't afford to be sending no money nowhere.
What? Like,
and she said they're supposed to be sending $200 a month to his family. You need to be putting that on them loans, credit cards, something.
Oh,
that Lily, why are we the same? Yeah.
Like, you're making my chest hurt. Like, please,
man, we need to go find him a job, stat. Immediately. I know he can't work. He can find something under the table. So many people hire.
Yeah.
You gotta get to work.
Cause who you gonna leave it to? Hey, we gotta ask the cards. What we gonna do for to get the money up? Like, we gotta clear the debt. We have to clear the debt. What are we gonna do? Oh my god. Okay. Ooh-wee. Oh my god. Okay. Sorry. So yeah, it didn't really end well, obviously. He was very stressed out by that amount of money. I think in the previews we even see that something around him having more secrets or something like that.
I think she suspects he's been sending money to an ex or something.
Yeah. Which, if the ex is his kid's mom, Ashley, we need to ask the cards if we're making sense right now.
If the ex is his baby mama, it makes sense. But also, he should have been open enough to tell her that. Like, he is the reason for all of her distrust and suspiciousness.
Yes. Oh, speaking of that, apparently, when she was talking to her cousin, she was opening up more about
her dad,
her trauma and her issues, like why she's so affected by his secrets, so impacted by like like how his dishonesty. She didn't grow up with her biological father. She met him later on in life, and a few years after they met, he killed himself. So she does not have that like level of connection or relationship in that way that she wants. And yeah. She said that he's aware of this, but I don't know, just because he's aware of that situation, that doesn't necessarily mean he's aware of like how you're connecting the two and like comparing the behavior. I get it from the outside, but he's a man. You gotta break it down.
For sure. And her cousin told her that. So hopefully they had that conversation too.
Yeah.
Because I think she was saying something like she has like a fear of abandonment or something like that. So I think that's also, I think that's part of the problem, but I think Manuel's secrecy is the biggest problem.
Yeah, you need to speak up.
Yeah.
You need to speak up. But why?
It's like simple. Like it's not, I'm trying to control you and keep tabs on you. It's just about communication. And if you can't communicate that you run to the store, you definitely ain't going to tell me nothing big.
You literally left for about 5 hours. You said you were going to get coffee. Clearly other things happened. That's all I'm saying. Like,
and she already think you trying to run away. She think you already got another family in New York City. Like, it's just, when you don't tell me all the crazy things my mind can make up, it's stress on me. So it's going to be stress on you.
Yeah. Mm. Oh. Dino and Jasmine.
Mm-hmm.
God, this really was
Angela
boring.
And Michael. Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
I guess we can go. Well, both of them kind of ended badly.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like a fork in the road. It's a hot mess.
I'll go Angela and Michael.
Okay.
So last week we left off with Angela feeling. She stresses me out so bad. We left off with her sending Michael to his visa interview by himself. She felt bad afterwards because she was mad and didn't go with him. And she feels like if he doesn't get it, it's going to be her fault. So, of course, she makes her way to a bar for some beer. In typical Angela fashion, she don't even know where she at, but she going to find a bar. And again, they're in Ivory Coast. She is doing her typical flirting with the waiter. She's like, oh, and she's also telling too much, like, oh, my husband, he's Nigerian, he's getting his visa, but I'm waiting for him to show up and I'm nervous, and if he doesn't come, do you want to go to dinner? Ha ha ha. I'm just trying to lighten the mood. It's so cringy and so disgusting.
He literally just wants to take your order. Please. Please.
And I feel like he was like looking at her like she was crazy, which rightfully so. Hopefully more people need to do that to get her to stop. I feel like a lot of people like play along and be like laughing with her, but that's not funny. That's disgusting. Literally leave me alone.
I'm screaming.
Yeah, I hate that. Honestly, a lot of it was just her sitting there nervous talking to a production. And the waiter, eventually he bring her beer and don't come back because he didn't want to hear that foolishness.
But why would I? Why would I want to do that?
Yeah, you're not making any sense. Michael eventually shows up and he does not have happy news to share. I literally cackled at this. I'm like, not again. Honestly, he couldn't even get it out because Angela was hooping and hollering.
He like murmured it. He was like, I'm good.
Yeah, and Angela was hysterical. Oh my gosh, what? No, I can't do this. No, what? What happened? So apparently, Michael says things are still trucking along how they should. So apparently, he went to the interview, they asked him had he applied for a visa before. He told them yes. but it got denied, and they said they had to contact Nigeria to look up the reason why that got denied and get back to them. So I think that's kind of where things are right now. And I think the second part of that is they asked him why he transferred his visa from Nigeria to Ivory Coast. He must have like dual citizenship, or there's an allegiance of African countries or something, because I still don't understand. I'm going to have to do some research on that.
Yeah.
But they wanted to know why he transferred his application, and he said because of backlog. And prior to, we heard, and he told Angela that they transferred it. So this is a point of problem with between him and Angela later in this episode. So again, she's upset. He didn't get it. He tells her about the thing about him transferring it, and this is really when all trouble breaks loose. She is so upset with him that he lied and said they transferred it to Ivory Coast, but lo and behold, he is the one who initiated that. And she just says she's done, and he says, like, oh, we may have to stay here another 2 weeks. And she's like, I can't stay. I don't want to be trapped here for another 2 weeks. And he's just like, you go, I'll stay. And that sets her fire even more.
You would have thought if he said, your kids is ugly. Damn. Like, I knew what he meant.
Yes, we knew everybody within reason, who's reasonable, knew exactly what he meant. Like, oh, if you can't stay, like, I'll stay. Yeah. And but yeah, she didn't understand that. So she thinks it's something he hiding, something sneaky he doing, and it's just trouble. There's never anything smooth with them.
They wouldn't know a smooth road if they were riding on that hoe. Okay.
No, not at all.
Absolutely not. Yeah, it was just more of the same. Screaming, crying, her yelling, him looking scared.
I feel like whatever intern TLC has,
I'm crying,
this summer, this should really be your summer project. Put together a montage of every time Angela has said, I'm done, Michael, throughout the season, or the seasons that they've been on this show throughout the years. That would be a good piece of social content. Because she always hollering, she done. I can't do this no more.
I am done, Michael. Or just a Michael. Michael.
Oh, gosh. Ooh. Just a Michael.
Okay.
Yeah, that would be free. Brutal.
Those are free ideas. The next couple, you're going to have to pay for.
Yes. Yeah. So she hollers her signature, I'm done, I can't do this no more, Michael. Yeah, that's really where that is. Michael looking crazy, but
disheveled as hell.
He has the faith the size of a mustard seed, and he held onto it. Sure, and you know what? That mustard seed grew.
Okay. Because he's where? Here.
America.
Turn it up.
Merc.
Turn it up on live like the rest of us, okay?
I am dead.
Hello? Yeah. All right. Last and certainly most annoying, Chino and Jasmine. God. This, we've literally had this argument with them at least 5 different times. Being mad that Chino don't want to pay for something. He want to pay for hair. He want to play for plastic surgery. He ain't want to pay for your
butt. So say, go to work.
Get your ass up and get a job. Immediately. I actually don't want you in the house that bad at all. Thank you so much. So, they're back. I think they're back in Michigan after this. The beauty pageant, trip to Miami, whatever. When they, the last time we saw them, Juno was like, girl, you do the pageant, okay? Do the pageant. You do it for your self-esteem. You do it for you, sister. I'm proud of you. I love you. And I hope you want to have a baby after you do this, okay? So, cool. Where, then we see them at the gym. We know, aside from the plastic surgery, okay, Miss Jasmine, she be up in the gym. She eat like a rabbit, okay? She be on her granola and very green. She's a very healthy lady. She's a very health conscious lady. So she's like, Gino, we're going to get in the booth. and get ready for this pageant. Gino is looking like he's never been into a gym before. He's like, ooh.
Yeah. I don't really do this. Good time, not alone.
Yeah. Time. I don't really do all of this, especially not all this heavy lifting. Like, ew, what are these ropes? Like, thank you. I'm not into it, into it at all. They get on the subject of the pageant, and it kind of comes out that the money's feeling a little funny from Gino's side, obviously. And he's like, you know, it's a little more than I thought it would be. And you're expensive. You're just like generally expensive. So I don't know if I'll be able to pull it off, right? I don't even remember what she said, but ultimately he's like, all right, I'm gonna try. Like, let me see if I can do a little 1-2, hit up my cousin Dana. Maybe, you know? Like, he was just like, well, let's see what kind of favors I can pull. I don't think that Jasmine really heard that part. I feel like she only heard no and just went to hell from there on. Like, she was just like, okay, well,
she is literally like a wild animal.
I am a hostage and a victim. And that's just like, that was like the immediate flip. It was kind of, it wasn't kind of, it was very dramatic. It was really dramatic. He ends up saying like, can I get out of here? Like, I'm ready to leave. I want to go home. She want to do 45 minutes more cardio. Because again, Jasmine is a gym girly and I love that for her. Okay, but when you're not a gym girly, 45 minutes cardio sounds like 45 minutes of hell.
Especially if I already did a little something and now you want me to do
absolutely
cardio?
Not. Mm-hmm. Gino said, I think the fuck not. I'm not doing that.
Also, no. She was being a little, Gino was playing, but she was being a little dramatic because you could have ran around the neighborhood if you just had to get your cardio in.
That's true. That's a good point. They live in a safe area. You're right. Or get a treadmill in the house. I feel like he's the type to have one.
Remember he went covered. To buy one. First episode.
Yeah.
He decided not to because it was out of his budget. So you know he ain't been to buy one.
Oh, okay. Well,
better get on the TikTok shop.
Yeah.
Get Walker Band.
Yeah. Right on Amazon. Okay. They'll suit you right up. Jasmine, don't you even worry. Okay, so they leave early. She's pissed. She's pissed because she heard no. She pissed because they left early. She pissed because he don't want to work out. She's just pissed. She's just in a bad mood. Okay. They pull over. Gino's like, I want a smoothie because, you know, we did a little workout.
I worked out, baby.
I want
I
a
need
little
to
treat.
Get my electrolytes back up or something.
Okay, give me a little treat. I want a smoothie. So he got Charbian banana, such she got mood. Avocado. She was just pissed the entire time. And then, like, in the confessional, we can see, like, how I'm really trying not to laugh. And I'm like, girl, what? Like, you just want to be bad right now. And she's like, I feel like he likes having control over me. Like, he made me leave the gym early, and now we're here instead of being home. Like, when I was back in Panama, I could do whatever I want to do. You still weren't doing it with your money. He just didn't know what you were doing with his money. He's just the one with the card now. Like, and that's the problem. Like, she wants her own little personal card that she can run around with. Yes, that's really what she wants. And she's just feeling more and more upset. And like, he's trying to take control over her. And he's doing this and he's doing that. And blah, 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 blah. So he tries to like have a little seat after the gym. Because he worked out.
So he was so petty for that. You so ready to go because you got stuff to do, but now you got time to sit down at the smoothie shop? Yeah. Take me home.
Yeah. He's like, I actually have time to do whatever the hell I want. How about that? I just don't want to work out. So she was mad. She was like, wow, so you're going to sit here? So you just going to sit. And then she was going in on him about the pageant. And then he's like, why are you even talking to me about that? I just said, I will figure it out. So why are you so mad? And then she had to find something else to be mad about. I feel like you're controlling me. You don't really want me to do it. I feel like you're trying to sabotage me. I can see the look in your eye. I can see the smirk on your face, the look in my eye. What are you talking about? You're scaring me. You're scaring me. Okay. Like, I don't know. And then Gino just looks so over it. He's like, okay, girl, like, so what do you want to do? You want to go home? Do you want your smoothie or not? Because it was about $7 and I just don't know what you want me to do.
She is literally psychotic.
Yeah. And she was just saying, like, I need you to go back to work. I need you to go back to work.
Chop, chop.
Immediately.
I'll help you fill out applications today.
You quitting your job was a mistake. You're an engineer. Why would you do that? Yeah, she was very upset.
It was her taking the shoes off, too, for me, and walking.
Because I just, something in my spirit tells me he bought that whole outfit. Whether he bought it recently or not.
Take the clothes off, too, girl.
Butt strip. You gonna take your butt off, too? Like, stop. You're
not... not drop the assets.
if you want to talk about refund,
if you want to get technical,
okay, you want to get specific about who bought what, when, where, cough it up. Exactly. You don't want to do that. Like, it's not that serious. It's really not that serious. You're being very unreasonable right now. And you are embarrassing him in front of his hometown, not his homegirls, but his hometown. And the way she cuts up at the family function next week, embarrassing. Just awful. Just awful.
It's foolishness.
Yeah,
straight foolishness. Lord have mercy.
She's a nut. Well, now it's time for the couldn't be me, and in mm-hmm. this news fest of an episode, I think we can find at least one couple or scenario that we can say, yeah, now that cannot be me too. Yep. So what are you thinking?
I'm gonna keep mine very simple and choose one we basically already talked about.
Amen.
If I was Thais, my answer would just be no. He can't stay here. Sorry.
Uno reverse, nigga. What's up? No.
No. Simple. No.
Gotcha. Not just gonna be me. Okay, no. We're gonna be bad guys together. Yeah. No. Not cool. Not today, and especially not on my birthday.
Absolutely. And it's not even because, well, it is also because she don't really like John because he's annoying.
He's annoying.
It's my birthday. He coming in loud and the baby sleep.
You literally got the one thing that annoyed me, the one person that irked me
the most,
deep to my core. Not just in my face, but in my house. And I can't do anything.
Yep. And the main reason John would have been sleeping outside looking for somewhere to stay is because Patrick lied. So, matter of fact, you and him go look for a hotel room tonight. You can do a same day booking.
Or you know what? I'll do one better. You stay.
Give me your card and the keys.
I'm out. I'm going to go right to my mom and her house.
Yep.
My homegirl live about 20 minutes away. I'm out of here. Don't worry about it. I'm going to have the birthday that I want.
And better yet, I'm leaving the baby.
Yup. I'm leaving the baby and the dog. That's none of my business. Good luck with your dad tomorrow. No. No.
Yeah, you strap the baby to your back.
Yeah. And you see how you get around. No. He really played. He really, really did.
I literally hate that.
I'm going to pick Angela mainly because you sat there stressing and working up your cortisol for what? You could have just went. So this is a very simple and short, I'll keep my thing brief, could it be me? You really played yourself out of knowing exactly what you needed to know.
Yeah.
You could have just not talked to him the whole time, put your headphones in. That's it. Like, no, but you want him to really feel your absence. Okay.
And yeah, now look at
you. Right. Right. Now look at you. Stressed.
Oh, gosh.
Annoying. But yeah.
Honorable mention, Emily, stand up.
Oh, she loves being down there. She said, if the tradition means that I'm property, then so be it. If I'm owned by him, what's the problem?
I am dead. Foolishness.
Oh.
Well,
man, don't forget to follow us. And yeah, we're back on regularly scheduled program, and we love it over here. We'll see you on the internet. Bye.